Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, hundreds of arrests made as pro-Palestinian student protests intensify in the United States. Advocates say more action needed to put an end to domestic violence. And in football, the Central Coast Mariners are crowned premiers of the A-League Men's. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Advocates say federal financial support for women escaping violent relationships may not be enough. The Albanese government has announced a $925 million package that will provide up to $5,000 for women escaping violent or abusive situations, as well as tackle misogynistic views online. The funding for the Leaving Violence program, under which those fleeing domestic violence can receive up to $1,500 in cash and $3,500 in goods and services, will run over the next 5 years. Sue Webick is Chief Executive Officer of the Canberra-based Domestic Violence Crisis Service. She told SBS News she is worried there is not enough funding to meet the challenges community support services are facing.
I'm nervous that this is a great announceable that is not going to have the depth of impact that we would hope to see across our community. I'm worried about how we support the community in the model of service delivery that we're funded to support their applications through to EVP and how we manage that. It's not exactly what we were hoping for.
The final decision in the case of a 15-year-old man who's been charged with conspiring on a terrorism act is set to be announced by the courts on Thursday. The young man faced the court on Wednesday after being arrested in a counter-terrorism raid by New South Wales police. The defence claimed he was a quiet and respectful boy who had confidence issues, with messages found by police in a group chat showing the young man had said he wanted to attack non-Muslims. In a separate message, the 15-year-old also said he was friends with the 16-year-old who stabbed an Orthodox Christian bishop in Wakeley. The young man's solicitor, Ahmed Dib, has argued that the conversations presented by police did not amount to substantial planning. And hundreds of pro-Palestinian student demonstrators have been arrested by police in New York City as protests intensify across the United States. More than 300 arrests were made in attempts to disperse student demonstrators from a building inside Columbia University. Student rallies have spread to dozens of schools across the US in recent days, with those participating expressing opposition to Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, clashes have broken out at demonstrations at the University of California, Los Angeles. Footage broadcast on US television showed protesters at UCLA clashing with sticks and tearing down metal barricades, while others were seen launching fireworks or throwing projectiles. CNN reports the clashes erupted just before dawn between rival pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups. Early on Wednesday, a spokesman for the Los Angeles mayor said in a post on social media platform X, the police department was responding immediately to university request for support on campus. 19-year-old sociology student Alaya Medina says it's disappointing the protests can't be carried out peacefully.
It's very sad to see that some people cannot, protest peacefully, but I think it's for a great cause. These students are here to speak their voice and speak for people that aren't able to and actually stand up for something that they believe in. So it's a beautiful thing, but at the same time, I wish that it was kept peacefully.
And in football, the Central Coast Mariners have been crowned A-League Men's Premiers for the 2023-24 season after their 2-0 win over Adelaide at Gosford. Jacob Farrell put a start to the celebrations, heading home a Mikhail Docker free kick from the left 9 minutes before the end of the first half. Max Ballard doubled the lead for the home side on the 76th after stealing the ball in Adelaide's area and putting it past Ethan Cox. It comes after the Central Coast's most recent success in the AFC Cup, where they became the first Australian team to advance to the final. The A-League champions will now go on to defend their title in the finals that start this weekend. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.